Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. We got a lot to do today. Merrill will join us an hour from now. And we'll react with you on a disaster in Dallas for the first time since 1999. The Eagles blow a 21-0 lead, and they did it to the stinking Cowboys. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I mean, this too shall pass. This too shall pass.
Yeah, it will, but not after we scream about it for 4 hours.
Yeah, we're definitely going to do that.
I mean, that was terrible. I mean, it was terrible yesterday. The Eagles get up 21-0, but, you know, for me, Hugh, a lot of that was early. The Cowboys were making a lot of mistakes. Eagles were capitalizing. I didn't feel like they were truly dominating the game, but they had the lead. And if they could just play well the rest of the way, that lead was going to carry them to a victory. And they didn't play well. They were a disaster the rest of the way, from execution to coaching to penalties to turnovers. They did everything in their power to give away a football game yesterday. And look, we'll unpack this thing in the grand scheme. Everything is still there in front of them, but yesterday was a major problem for two things. One, their chances at the one seed went down considerably. The Rams have jumped them now. Mm-hmm. And two, yesterday, all the things that all of us who sit here and say it doesn't look right, you know, versus the, hey, a win is a win, that eventually things bite you. And when you can't run the ball, when you can't move the ball, when your coaching is subpar, you're going to blow games. And you know what happened yesterday for me, Hugh? I watched that, and I still think they're going to play into the middle or deep of January, but I'm never going to be comfortable now. I don't know how I could be. They now have on their ledger this season the blown loss at home to the Broncos and yesterday. So how am I as a fan ever going to be comfortable again in the rest of the season in a game where they're going up against a competent coaching quarterback? And Dak's obviously a tremendous quarterback. And when it was Denver here,
going to play well.
Yeah, of course he played well. He always plays well against the Eagles, especially down in Dallas. But like, how can I now feel comfortable the rest of the season? They can't run the ball. They can't hold the lead. And I was saying it last week, they are putting way too much pressure on their defense. You can't expect a defense in the NFL, especially on turf against a big-time offense, who just gets stopped for 3 hours. So you got to help them out. The offense, and specifically the coaching on the offense, which I want to get to, a joke yesterday. Hugh, what are you feeling after the Eagles lose that game?
Man, I don't know how I feel. I was watching it yesterday, and I was just like, wow. I mean, you know what? To be honest, if I'm being honest, AJ had been saying it a few weeks ago, not saying that he was right in his delivery, not saying that. But he talked about it, and I was thinking about how people were mad at him because of his delivery. You know, you're shooting the messenger instead of listening to the message. Mm. And yesterday, it finally caught up with you, to your point. Defense played well up to a point, and then they just, you know, started breaking down.
Yep.
Offense was stagnant in the second half.
Well, they scored the third touchdown with 12 minutes to go in the second quarter. I mean, yeah. Like they didn't score again for the last 40 minutes of the game.
There's not, you know, I've had a friend of mine call me last night. You know, we were talking, and you know, he played offense, and so you always kind of listen to what people that have played offense say. Mm. And he was talking about how this offense looks arrogant. He said they don't do a lot of motion. He said they don't disguise a whole lot of things. He said they don't scheme guys open. Like, there's a lot to digest when it comes to this. So it's one of those things where you knew that they needed to play better. I just wish it wasn't the Dallas Cowboys, because now I got folks on my timeline talking trash like they, you know, like they're just the end all to be all. You know, and it's funny talking about this their year. Man, listen, you Cowboy fans believe anything. You know what I mean? They believe anything. They got. I'm not gonna say they got lucky. They played well. This one hurts.
Of course it hurts, and it's a terrible loss that should never happen. And when we're playing in the first weekend of the postseason instead of sitting at home resting, this is why. I mean, yesterday very likely cost the Eagles a bye in the first round of the playoffs. It shouldn't have happened. 215-592-9494. And what's striking to me yesterday. And I have not been hammering this the entire season, because I think there's a lot of elements to why the Eagles have struggled offensively. But yesterday specifically, I'm blaming the coaches for that loss. That is a coaching loss yesterday by the Philadelphia Eagles. And it starts with two people. And I'm excluding Vic Fangio, because I think Vic Fangio does a tremendous job week in, week out. Yesterday, I'm giving him a pass. They asked his defense to do a lot. They buckled. They had a lot of injuries late, going up against a good offense. When I say coaching, I'm excluding Vic Fangio. It's two people for me today. It is Nick Sirianni, and I want to get to a lot of what he did yesterday that I didn't like, and it's Kevin Petullo. They stunk yesterday, and they stunk in a way that just feels unacceptable. I don't think the Eagles were prepared for the game yesterday. I want to let you hear some of the things that came out before the game and then after the game, and then we'll talk about the game itself. I don't think the Eagles' offense was prepared for what the Cowboys were going to do, and it's unacceptable. So yesterday, listen to Jake Glazer before the game talking about the Cowboys. We knew they had remade their defense. They made some trades. They got Quinnen Williams, so they were different than they were, let's say, what was on tape a month ago. Listen to Jake Glazer with what the Cowboys had become in the last few weeks.
All their defense tackles since trade deadline. Woo. Quinnen Williams, right? Yeah. And you saw a difference that he already made. So I asked him, I said, so you have all these D tackles, what are you going to do? He said, this allows us to use five-man fronts. And we're going to do it a lot. You're going to see all these guys kind of rotate different. And I said, well, how often did you use five-man fronts before the trade deadline? Like, not really, hardly ever. So now we're going to be able to use this in certain situations just to mix things up a lot more than we had and show some different looks than we were able to do before the trade deadline.
All right, so Glazer before the game, Jay Glazer on television with information that the Cowboys are going to use five-man fronts. They use them throughout the game. Saquon Barkley can't run. 10 carries for 22 yards. The Eagles obviously struggled to get off of those. Nick Sirianni after the game, what happened with those five-man fronts the Cowboys are throwing at you?
The running theme, defense is coming out to do something different to stop the run. Lane is five-man fronts, what they did a lot of early on. How can you guys kind of get the defenses out of doing that? And what are the best ways to counter that, finally get the run game going?
Yeah, you got to make sure that, again, I think some of the things that we did today was try to throw them out of it. Because when you have five men on the run, obviously, then they're going to have one less guy there into the coverage. So I think we did some of those things, obviously not well enough. Again, it comes back to how we scheme it against the different personnel groups and how we execute it. But we have to find a way to be, anytime you're one-dimensional, that makes it tough. I think, we didn't have the run game going again. And when I say that, it's on everybody. It's on the coaching. It's on the playing. In this game of football, it's never just one thing. And so we got to identify what it is and try to get better from it. Yeah, uncharacteristic of us, obviously. Always put that on me.
Well, good. We'll put it on you because you're the head coach of the football team and your team wasn't prepared. Let's hear this from Landon Dickerson after the game. This was the most telling. And Landon in here used a phrase that, Hugh, when you do the players' line, sometimes you'll talk about the next day or on that show, you hear this phrase. And I'm tired of hearing this phrase from the Eagles because it tells me the coaching staff isn't preparing them. Let's hear Landon Dickerson after the game on that five-man front thing, what the Cowboys were doing, and how. You'll hear it. You guys could decide what you hear. I hear a player that says, we weren't prepared for what they were doing. Here it is.
They rarely run, and we just didn't execute the game plan we had.
What was that defense?
Just five down fronts. It's not usually typically something they were running a whole lot, and turns out that was their flavor of the day.
All right, so he says they're not something they use a lot. Mm-hmm. Again, they did it the whole Monday night game against the Raiders. And Jay Glazer, you know who else knew? The graphics guy for Fox. Because when I got home yesterday and I'm rewatching the game from the start, they put, you know how they do the starting defense? They put up all their faces and their names, whatever. They had five defensive linemen. So if the graphics person from Fox knows it's going to be a five-man defensive line, but Landon Dickerson doesn't, that's a problem. Here's Dickerson with practice, trying to get the reps for the things these teams are going to do, and maybe they just missed this one.
Yeah, I mean, I think a big thing is, you know, it's time on task with, obviously you can't run every play to every defense during the week. So I think we really just have to hone in on, you know, having a game plan for every defense that a team has run and every possible defense that they could run and make sure that we can execute against all of them.
It's a joke. That laugh yesterday there from Landon Dickerson, he's telling you they didn't practice up against that front enough. They weren't ready for it. That's on Sirianni, who's the head coach and should see every play that the Cowboys have run the last month. And it's on Kevin Petullo. They didn't have the players prepared yesterday. The player told you.
Yeah, I don't want to pretend like I know what Landon was saying, you know, because you should be prepared for all contingencies because you watched the last four game films that they had.
Maybe not.
Well, that's how it used to be.
Sure.
And I assume that that's not the case. You watched the latest game, you watched the last three games they played in. And, you know, there has to be somebody in there that's breaking down film that notices that. So I don't know if he misspoke or anything like that.
I don't think he misspoke.
But I remember vividly. I can't defend that, but I remember vividly when we were sitting in meetings, we'll watch the last game that they played, and we'll watch three other tapes, cut-ups of plays that they had success with, plays, and we will watch teams that were similar to the defense that we ran and see how they attacked them and everything like that. That, to me, blows my mind.
Yeah, look, I've heard that phrase from Landon from when you do the Players Lounge quite a bit over the last couple of years. Unscouted looks. That tells me it's a coaching staff that's not preparing the players enough, that they are getting one, the other coaches are getting won over. I thought yesterday was coaching malpractice. Sirianni, we'll talk about him throughout the show. I thought they took their foot off the gas in a lot of ways. I thought they got up and tried they could just, I'll just get out of here with a close win. It doesn't work like that always in the NFL. And yesterday, Petullo got schooled. I mean, it was a joke what I saw yesterday. 215-592-9494. Hugh, where are you before we get to Kyle? Coaches or players who lost that game? Because it's clearly, for me, the coaching staff yesterday.
I would probably say the players. I would put it on the players. I know that a lot of people are looking at the coaches. There's a lot of blame to go around, man. There's too many common denominators for me that I can just wholeheartedly blame it on the coaches. Now, I know Kevin Petullo, that he's the flavor of the month. He's the guy that people want to fire. But, man, since I've been here, the offensive struggles have always looked the same. You know, we got over that hump last year and won the Super Bowl, but the struggles have been the same. The offense at times has looked disjointed for the last 3 years. So I don't know if I can just put it all on Kevin Petullo. He's a part of the problem, but I don't think he's all of the problem.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of blame to go around. Where do you come down? Coaches, players, how the hell did that happen yesterday? 215-592-9494. Kyle, where do you come down as the Eagles go to Dallas? They go up 21-0, and now we're all pissed today.
Yeah, well, I mean, because that was like a just complete nightmare scenario if you're an Eagles fan. Not just losing to Dallas, but losing in that way.
Yep.
You know, you kind of end up giving the Cowboys life for the playoffs. I mean, yeah, I still think the division's over. But like now, I mean, you really had a chance to bury the Cowboys mm-hmm. there, and they didn't. And that's just like just such an embarrassing way to lose. I think it's a Nick Sirianni loss. It reminded me a lot of the Washington game last season, where the one where Hurts went out,
yep.
and the offense just could not stay on the field. It was three and out after three and out, and the defense could only hold for so long. I mean, the defense just held the Cowboys to 24 points, which isn't a ton. Like, this offense, with all the talent we have, should be able to put up more than 24 freaking points. So they just looked like a team that was undisciplined, 14 penalties, mm-hmm. and just completely unprepared to play that game. So I don't know how you can't put that on the head coach. Like, that to me was the most like Sirianni loss I think, of his entire tenure here.
Yeah, I mean, I think you said 14 penalties and literally a player after the game saying we weren't prepared for what the Cowboys defense was going to do. I mean, that is the biggest indictment of the coaching staff I've heard out loud the whole year. He said it. They didn't know that was coming. How did they not know that was coming?
Yeah, that, Jay Glazer that one blows
knew. My mind. The graphics guy for Fox knew. If you watched Monday Night Football last week, you saw them in five-man fronts. It tells me the coaching staff overlooked the Cowboys. They didn't take it seriously enough that they had to go through. They had to comb through every play the Cowboys have run the last 4 weeks. Otherwise, they would have seen what Jake Glazer saw and what the graphics guy.
Especially when you talk about them being on a bye week, the last game that they played in with Quinnen Williams and how much he's changed the dynamic of that defense.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
Yeah, what I saw yesterday was coaching malpractice. 215-592-9494. Your take on it all as the Eagles lose, and it's one that it's going to stick with me. Now, again, I agree with Kyle. I don't think yesterday changed the NFC East. The Eagles are still going to win this division, but by the time the season is over. Does Dallas have a little life for the postseason? Potentially, yeah. They're 5-5-1. The bigger issue for me moving forward is I can't trust the Eagles now. How are any of us... Let's say it's January 16th. It's the NFC divisional round. They're up 14-0 on Seattle or whoever. Are you gonna feel it's over? I'm not. They can't run the ball. They can't finish games. They go up, and then it's like, oh, they're even going to move the ball for the next hour and a half. They didn't score for 41 minutes yesterday.
Yeah.
Tough to, you know, the Eagles are good enough they could beat anyone, but they're also their flaws and their inability to run out of clock. They could lose to anyone with the way they're playing right now. Damon and Delco starts us off on WIP. Good morning, Damon.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Hugh, good morning to you, brother.
Good morning, brother. Good morning. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. Under pressure right now, under stress. I don't know what you want to call it. I'm not confused, but I'm okay. I'm praying that we do the same thing that the Raiders did and that the Giants did, which is fire the coach that we know who's responsible. I mean, we got how many weeks now to show that this dude is not who he's supposed to be or be on an NFL level? The talent has been overwhelmingly helping him every step of the way. And you, Kyle, and Joe know I've been calling here every week, and almost the first thing I say to y'all is Petula. I get his name wrong all the time and everything, but I always say him almost first. And I just don't understand for the life of me how they allow this dude, and I get that we got a better record than everybody else that fired their coaches, but I still don't think that it should matter because he's not doing his job. He's not doing his job, man. AJ told us. And listen, you know, Jalen ain't going to say nothing because, and I like y'all for letting me cook, but Jalen ain't going to say nothing, man, because Jalen is a coach's a son. So he does exactly what the coach asked him to do. AJ like, man, this dude is garbage, Jalen. You know how we got to do it. Let's go on road. They go on road, everybody tell them, oh, man, he ain't doing this. Because they got to. Petula is garbage. I love y'all, man. We talk, think about this.
You got it, Damon. We appreciate it. Well, look. Hugh, I've tried to fend off that it's all Petullo's fault most of the season because I think there's a lot going on here.
It's a lot going on here.
But yesterday, the combination, and I know Sirianni's part of this. I hate when we take him off the hook. He's the head coach, and he's an offensive coach. The fact that the two of them did not know what Dallas was going to run on defense is embarrassing. I mean, this isn't hard. Like, the players shouldn't go to the post-game press conference and say, we're surprised they ran that.
That's a hell of an indictment.
It is.
But I look at it like this, man. And I'm not blaming anybody, but there are some common denominators here that you can't overlook. You know, because, and again, I'm going to say this before I say what I say. There's a lot of people I think are culpable. But you have to figure out who gets most of the blame and most of what's going on. Jalen's been the quarterback for 3 years since I've been here. And if we're being honest, this offense, since I've been here, has had the same issues every year. Disjointed. Don't look like they're really clicking on all cylinders. And last year they were able to get it together because they pivoted from the passing game to the running game.
Yeah.
Now the running game's not working.
Well, the running game's bad right now.
And what's the one complaint that we've had from this offense, not this year, but last year as well? There's no motion. There's no disguising anything. This offense is vanilla. You've heard every pundit on television talk about how predictable this offense is. So, with all of that being said, you mean to tell me that's Brian Johnson, Kevin Petullo, and Kellen Moore? That's all three of those guys? And go look at Kellen Moore's offense now. I'm just saying, just go look at the offense that he's running now, because I haven't seen it. Go look at the offense that Brian Johnson is helping coordinate down in with the Commodores when he was there. And look at our offense. The common denominator in all three of those is Jalen. Not saying it's all his fault, but the fact that this offense hasn't evolved, the offense looks the same as it did every year. It's not different. AJ's been saying that all year long.
Yeah.
I don't know who that's on.
Well, you're right in that a common denominator is Jalen. Also, then, is Nick.
And then, but
what
look
does
at it like
Nick
this.
Sirianni bring to the table
but
on
look
offense?
At it, look
nothing.
At it like this.
Nothing. I know the answer. Zero.
We had a whole training camp where Elias Shore Parks was charting plays and they were doing motion and all this other stuff. Think about it. Think about it, y'all. We did all that stuff in training camp. We ain't doing none of that stuff in the game. I don't understand why. I like that. Somebody help. Before we start pointing fingers at somebody.
No, we got to point fingers. Say they lost.
Well, okay.
It's in our contract. We got to point fingers at somebody. They're going to come to you soon.
I need to know why that has not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Been the case. Because we made a big deal about it in the summer. Oh. Oh, they're moving people around. They're getting the running backs involved and all this other stuff. And we don't see the offense that we see in training camp. It's not the offense that they run on Sunday.
Well, I think there's...
Am I wrong? Am I wrong in my assessment?
There's probably a word for this. And I think you may have used the word already on the air. There's some arrogance to their offense. Like, we got the best players. We'll just line up and play. Well, couple things. Number one, what if those best players aren't quite as good as they used to be? I mean, Saquon Barkley's running is down considerably from last year. They can't run the ball. They can't run the football. So if you can't run the ball, it all goes back to the passing game, and the passing game goes in fits and spurts, up and down. Good for a quarter and then bad for three quarters. It's very hard to sustain offense. I mean, we are now, again, there's a lot of indictments of what's going on here. but they are three games post the bye, right? The bye. Remember everyone said, oh, Joe, just wait till they get to the bye.
Flip the switch.
They'll come out of the bye and they'll be different like last year. If you look at their numbers since the bye, they're scoring 15 points per game.
Playing possum.
Possum for what?
Who said that? Somebody said that.
Well, hey, we'll hear that at some point.
Let's go, your boy said that.
Let's go to Chris in Middletown. Yeah. He's not going to play possum here. What's up, Chris?
Crappy Monday morning to y'all.
It is a totally crappy Monday morning. What's up?
I got a lot to say here, and I'm going to try to control myself so Kyle doesn't have to hit the dumb button a lot. But first, I'm a little calm. Jerry Giglio, you better never, ever, 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 ever show up in studio again.
This is my fault. Let's make sure we're on the same page. This is my fault because I kind of saw this coming. Okay. I got it.
You started this nonsense.
I said it was a trap game. Everyone yelled at me.
You did say trap game.
Shut up. We don't want to hear that.
You brought it up. I didn't even bring it up. Go ahead.
Powder.
All right.
Hush. But the first half, the game opens. Absolutely amazing. Dream come true. I am sitting here and I'm like, thank God we finally got the game against Dallas in Dallas to exercise all those demons, all this nonsense, you know, just an enjoyable, enjoyable day. Dak throws that pick in the end zone. And I heard somebody reference this. Apparently ESPN had the odds at 96% that their Eagles were going to win that game. Then the dream turned dark. And you know what, guys? It reminded me of, like, in Happy Gilmore, when he goes to his happy place and Shooter shows up and everything turns dark and twisted. And that's what happened. The entire place went dark. That's when our dream turned into Jerry Nightmare Krueger's torture Thunderdome last night down there in that trash stadium of theirs. You know, all I hear is the truck beeping up. Beep, beep, beep. The trash truck's coming. Our offensive line cannot run block. Cannot run block to save their life. They suck. Saquon can't run in a heavy box. You know, I know it's hard to move a heavy box, but he can't run in it.
Heavy box.
Put Bigsby out there. Bigsby, whatever his name is, let him run on a lighter box. We know it's easy to move a lighter box around. You know what? Saquon, speaking of Saquon, love you, Saquon. We are. But you know what, brother? You're cooked like the Thanksgiving turkey we're all about to eat on Thursday. All right? Jalen, staring down receivers and tries to run. I'm tired of him. Everybody's a, I don't know what figment of dementia they have that they're like, he's a great runner. He runs like Grandma Moses. He runs like he's in quicksand. He can't move. It's just the worst, slowest runner I've ever seen. I watched Baker Mayfield looks like a speedster compared to him, even though he got his shoulder busted that night. You know, we made the worst defense in the NFL look good. I don't care what Glazer said. Watch, you, Dallas is going to get cooked in the next game. It's because, you know why they look good? Because our garbage offense played against them. They stunk all year. They stunk again last night like a soiled diaper from a baby. The stupid punt returner punched the ball on the 2-yard line. You know, we got an unknown corner out there. And instead of throwing at him, we're throwing at doubling the AJ that's being doubled. You know what? It's a total dumpster fire rolling down the river. Fire Nick and his stupid vibes. Fire Petunia and his offensive scheme. Fire Stoutland. Fire Howie for putting this together. And you know what, Jeff, while you're at it, fire yourself for causing yourself and us as a fan base this pain. And you know what? Most importantly, fire Hugh Douglas.
Okay, so we appreciate it. Fire you! Fire you! Fire you! Just to give a glimpse into how we're not used to losing anymore, we lose a game, and it was a bad one.
Everyone's out.
Fire everyone on a Monday. All right, 215-592-9494. Let it all out today as the Eagles blow a 21-point lead to the stinking Cowboys. Who are you pointing the finger at this morning? I'm putting on the coaching. I thought it was offensive coaching malpractice. I don't want to get to another moment from the game yesterday where Nick Sirianni, who's become just a total coward within the game, opened the door up for the Cowboys. That's next. Your calls. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This is where we are today.
Yeah, feels like that kind of day.
It's a bad day, man. But, like, everything is still in front of us. I mean, we didn't have the number one seed, and we won the Super Bowl last year, so.
Are you trying to sugarcoat this?
Well, no, I'm not.
21-0 to the Cowboys?
No, listen. I'm not.
21-0.
But we have to keep it in perspective. I know it's hard to do today, because, boy, I tell you, it's rough. Cowboy fans talking a lot of trash. I'm like, dog, where were you at, like, weeks ago? Like, seriously.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
I mean, they disappear.
I mean, hey.
Well, and then you know what'll happen. They'll lose to the Chiefs on Thanksgiving. And they'll
get dragged.
Yeah, they'll forget this ever happened. I mean, all that stuff. But the Cowboys are just, they're a fly in the ointment here. The problem is the Eagles. The Eagles are the problem today, and we're frustrated with them. And I'm frustrated mostly with the coaching staff. 215-592-9494. Look, it starts and ends with Sirianni. We can't say, oh, how, you know, when they win, he leads everything, and then when they lose, he has nothing to do with it. He was a big part of the reason they lost yesterday. I thought they were unprepared. I thought the players kind of echoed that after the game. They weren't prepared for how the Cowboys were going to play defense. And then, I felt that they kind of took their foot off the gas when they were up 21-0. They had thrown their way to a 21-0 lead, and then they got up 21-0, and four of the next five first downs they had, they ran the football instead of continuing to throw the football, which was obviously more effective yesterday against Dallas. So there was that. And then, let's talk about what happened before the half, because this isn't the first time. I don't know where the real Nick Sirianni went, but he kind of got his made his mark here as an aggressive head coach.
Especially last week.
Yeah, but so he can be aggressive sometimes at the end of games, but weirdly he's become timid in the middle of games. Like when the game is still kind of, they could put it away or give themselves a way better chance, he just defaults to conservative. And the Cowboys scored to make it 21-7. The Eagles got the football back. It was seven. There were 17 seconds to go. They brought the kick return back to the 28-yard line. So 17 seconds. They had two timeouts. They're in a dome. They have Jake Elliott, who's a good kicker. I don't know. You have two plays with timeouts there to try to get into field goal range.
To get some points before the half.
Go back up three scores. Kind of reassert momentum going into the half. And don't we have a quarterback that we trust? Like, he's probably not going to throw an interception there. It's probably not going to be something terrible. Let's hear Nick Sirianni, his reasoning for not. And I want you to really listen to the beginning at the end. Because once again, when the longer Nick talks, the less sense he makes. Listen to his reasoning for not trying to be aggressive there and just kind of running it out into the half. Here's Nick.
We tried to run it to see if we could bounce one out of there and see what happened after that. We didn't get anything there. So we we let the clock run out there. And they had their timeouts as well, and that kicker can make it from long range. So, we had a 21-7 lead, and that's what I decided to do at that particular time.
So he had mentioned, too, before that he's done studies, right? And with 17 seconds to go, that to him, that's not enough time. But then doesn't the end of that make no sense? Because if the Eagles didn't have enough time,
don't have enough time with their kicker.
Of course, after the Eagles run a play or two or three or four, how the hell could the Cowboys have enough time with their kicker? It made no sense. To me, what it did was, it was just like, we're up 14. Let's go in the half. Try to score more points. They are
arrogant,
and they are way too reliant on their defense to save the day. Like, our defense won't give up 21. Oh, yeah? Well, they did. They gave up 24 on this day because they got tired at the end and they got banged up in the secondary. Listen to this after the game. Dak Prescott, Tom Rinaldi on the field with the winning quarterback and receiver after the game. And right away, Dak referenced the end of half sequence as giving the Cowboys momentum going into the half.
Down 21. What did this team draw upon to get this win?
Our brotherhood, one another. We got that touchdown before half and went in halftime and we talked about it. Like, we've only been hurting ourselves. We know what we're capable of doing. Come out, stay focused, stick together, and we can win this thing. Nobody blinked. Everybody believed it. And we got it done.
He let the Cowboys have momentum into the half. Look, I don't know if they would have got a field goal. I mean, it might have been two.
But you want to try.
Yes, I want to try.
You want to try because you don't know how that game's going to go. You know the history down there. I mean, Dak's been electric at home. Yep. Get as many points as you possibly can.
And what's striking to me is, Hugh, that he always talks about trusting his guys.
Didn't feel like trust in that moment.
Well, sometimes what you don't say is what you mean, right? Like, you could say all you want. Oh, when it's a fourth down, I trust my guys. Well, can I say then you didn't trust your guys right there?
Yeah, you can. That's fair to say. I feel like this. The more we talk about it and we talk about this game, the more the word arrogance kind of rears its ugly head. Like, the way that you do things, the fact that you refuse to evolve as a group.
Yep.
You know what I mean? A lot of things. So that's why I know for a lot of people right now, Kevin Betullo is the biggest issue. But we were saying that about Kellen Moore early on before they went on a run. Like, he wasn't the right one. Definitely said it about Brian Johnson. And it's one of those things, man. And this is how I feel as a former player. I feel like every year, if you want to be successful in the NFL, you can't be the same person you were the year before. You got to come in. You got to come with something different. You got to add another beast to your repertoire. Mm-hmm. And it feels like the more I hear what AJ was saying, and again, it's the messenger. I know people are mad at the messenger, But the more I hear or think about some of the stuff that AJ said, it resonates even more now, because he said something about being complacent and not being as good as we can be, not working in certain aspects. I'm probably ad-libbing a whole lot of what he said, but you get where I'm going with this one. And I think a lot of time we as fans, we want stuff to just be so perfect. Instead of listening to what's being said, we just want to, you know, vilify somebody and make it go away.
Right.
To make it go away. And now, what they say, the chickens have come home to roost, because everything that he said weeks ago, and we talked about just shut up and play football, it kind of it showed itself yesterday.
Yeah, and look, man, he had a big day yesterday. I mean, yeah. AJ got his targets. We'll get to him later and what he said, you know, his response to all this after the game. But the bottom line is that I think arrogance is the right word. They've actually devolved on offense. They can't run the football, so it has to come from the passing game. And they were throwing it well yesterday. That, you know, it's one of those things like, all right, let's go back to Green Bay and Detroit. Cold weather, windy, the passing game's not there. All right, maybe you just take a knee or run the ball into the half. That's perfect conditions in a dome yesterday. It's not a good defense. They couldn't cover AJ. Like, what is the worst that happens if Jalen drops back to pass? Do we really think he's going to throw a pick or fumble?
Mm-mm.
Probably not. He might take a sack.
He put the ball in harm's way a couple times, but it didn't, you know, it wasn't nothing egregious.
And yeah. I think in that spot, he probably would have just either taken a sack or thrown it up and it's interference or it's incomplete and we just go into the half. But they could have tried. I thought it set the tone, and Dak said it. They're like, yeah, we had momentum going into the half. Let's go to Bob in Springfield. What's up, Bob?
Hey, I'm trying to figure out at the end of the game why you do not call the timeout. So with 45 seconds left, they're on the wherever they were at, this 50, 48, something like that. If we don't call a timeout in that situation, what do they have to do? They have to rush to the line, get their field goal kicker set up, and kick a 64-yarder. They don't really have another option there.
They don't. They would have to have rushed, yes.
Okay, and so you catch them off the guard, I think that works.
We'll never know.
I'm just trying to figure out a way why it wouldn't.
So I'm trying to find that the moment that they took the Eagles took the timeout. What part are we talking about? The Eagles took a timeout at what point in the last drive there? Oh, I see it.
45 seconds.
Yeah,
left.
It was 45. It was they ran the football. They ran it.
Correct.
They ran it on the 46-yard line. No gain. That was the Javonte Williams run. Okay, so it's first
correct.
And 10, Cowboys, 46-yard line, and then the Eagles take the timeout there. Yeah,
correct.
I mean, I guess they're trying to save time to get the ball back to try to get their own field goal after the Cowboys get theirs. That's the only thing I could think of with the reasoning there. Otherwise, I don't know why you take a timeout.
Yeah, instead of just letting the clock run out and go to overtime.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he's thinking they're going to get a field goal attempt up, so maybe I save myself a few seconds if we could get them to kick the field goal, you know, within the next play or two or three instead of. I mean, the fact that they got another. I mean, the 24-yard pass after that ruined
that ruined
the strategy, right? Because then Dallas could just take it down to zero and kick the field goal.
Correct. It would have had to be done then and there.
Yeah.
After that run, it had to be done.
Yeah, and obviously his defense didn't help there. But I thought Sirianni had a terrible day yesterday, just in every way and shape and form.
Yeah, terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Yeah, the last time the Eagles blew, good phone call, Bob. The last time the Eagles blew a 21-0 lead and lost the game, Hugh Douglas was on the field.
Yeah.
It's a
long ass time ago.
Played the vet. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Dream team. Hello. How y'all doing?
Will, what's up, buddy?
All right. Let me just say this, right? In the beginning of the season, I said the biggest loss that we had was
Kellen Moore.
The offensive coordinator.
Yeah, Kellen.
Right?
Kellen.
It wasn't our defense, right? So my thing is, what I said all this week, for the last couple weeks, we're playing chess, not checkers. Your biggest, you're supposed to outthink your opponent.
Yeah, I think we played checkers yesterday, Will.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
That was checkers.
Yeah, we played checkers yesterday. We outthink our opponent, but never overthink ourselves. That's what we did yesterday, right? And I said this week, I kept saying our biggest opponent is ourselves, right? And we beat ourselves yesterday. That's what happened, right? This is the thing, right? Saquon, he never ran. He didn't even run downhill yesterday. We got to switch it up and go under the helm again. We got to, you know, put the RPO, the shotgun. We got to switch it up. We got to give these defenses a different look. Like the guy was saying, like I've been saying all season, and incorporate the split backs, man. Put Bigsby and Saquon side by side. They don't know which one is getting the ball. Like, we got to disguise some plays, man. Another thing I didn't see, we ain't have too many blitzes in there. We didn't rattle Prescott too much or get him out of his game, except for early on. You know what I'm saying? My thing is this, right? Preparation beats talent any day.
I keep saying
we cannot come in with 20 plays a game and think that's going to get it done. I think we ran out of plays. We went back into that one-dimensional formation. The defense keyed in on that. And like I said, man, whether we up 21 or we down 21, we supposed to have plays in order and ready to go to finish the game off. There's no way that we should have allowed this team to get back in the game the way that they did, man. And if anything, if we up 21 points, I don't care if it's a field goal. We got to keep scoring. You didn't even try. We weren't even trying to march down the field, at least to get a field goal.
I know. They sat on them. They thought they could sit on the lead with 40 minutes to go in the game. Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Right. And the last thing I'm going to say, man, listen, I said the thing with AJ. It came to life yesterday. Okay, now AJ, you understand that you can accumulate numbers by short passes, right? You had over 100 yards,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is this, right? What I keep saying, once they got him going, the rest of the offense, you should have been looking at the rest of the offense, because now they're going to start double-teaming AJ. Now they're going to stop trying to stop the short pass. Now you go in deep. That's what they did with Smith. And really, last but not least, man, listen, this ain't over. That was a game that probably was, you know, destined to happen yesterday, man. Because of the circumstances that happened over in Dallas, you know, I'm a conspiracist, but, you know, sometimes when people do the right thing, they think it's the wrong thing. We did the right thing yesterday. We gave them a game. That was a gift. But from here on, every quarterback, we got to keep in the box. We got to play tough defense, man. And listen, this season is still ours, man. We just got to get the little pieces to the puzzle back together again, and let's win some more games, baby.
Well, they need to. Well, they need to get it going on Friday. That has become suddenly a must-win football game Friday.
Well, it's the Fraud Bowl.
Well, so I mean, strong. Hugh,
the loser goes officially on Fraud Watch.
The loser is on Complete Fraud Watch.
I mean, I'm close to putting Eagles on it right now.
Well, the Bears are on Fraud Watch, but they're 8-3. Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
that's 8-3 Fugazi. Well,
we're 8-3 too.
Yeah.
Some may say the Eagles are Fugazi.
I mean, Hugh,
the offense sucks.
Defending Super Bowl.
This is about this year's team.
You can refuse all you want.
I refuse to let y'all go all the way left when
care.
It comes to this team today.
Dude.
We're not doing that.
They just blew a 21-0 lead.
Oh, yes, they did.
And they've blown a 14-point lead.
We're not doing that.
Yes,
this was a wake-up call.
Is this a good offense? I heard everything I heard to hear with that.
They
that
are
pause.
Masquerading as the defending Super Bowl champions, Hugh. That's fraudulent. Yep.
I refuse.
You know what this is?
You got your fingers plugged in your ears.
Yeah. I thought you were about to say I got my fingers.
No.
Come on, dude.
But listen, I think this is fixable.
What? You've been saying that the whole year.
Right, and I believe
the head coach.
I'm believing.
Why?
There's an air of arrogance around this football team, and I think that's what they need. They need to get their nose rubbed in it a little bit.
Did the arrogance, last time they blew a 14-point lead, did they fix it? Nope.
This is something more egregious because it's the Cowboys.
Well, I would hope that it's later in the season.
This is what I'm relegated to. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm going to believe.
Okay.
That, you know, this is a wake-up call. All the little arrogant individuals over there, they're going to get themselves together,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to beat the brakes off the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, they might. I mean, they're
for
big,
Black Friday.
Yeah, they're 7-point favorite.
We're going to go shop. We're going to watch this game. And they're going to win.
No.
And we're going to go shopping, and we're going to laugh and giggle.
I'm not going shopping after the game.
We're going
on
shopping
Black Friday,
after the game on Black Friday. Well,
no. Game's at 3 o'clock. I'm going to bed after the game.
We're going to shop online.
Well, you can watch. You could shop while you watch.
Yeah.
Can we really stick our chests out and pretend that we're going to blow anybody out at
Never.
This point?
Nope.
We're not going to beat them. How can we sit here and say we're going to beat the brakes off the Bears?
They have beaten one team soundly, the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
One. It is almost December. Thanksgiving is on Thursday. They don't blow people out because their offense, they can't. They can't run the football. If you can't run the football, you can't ice away leads. They have issues here. Hugh, you're on the players. I go back to the coaching staff. The players aren't playing well enough. I feel you, and I know there's common denominators here, and there's some limitations with the quarterback a lot of times, although I didn't think he played terrible yesterday. He just was okay. Good early, and then it went bad.
He didn't do what he needed to do to win.
Well, he had the ball at the end. They didn't move the football.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, that's where you could blame it on Jalen because he didn't do enough to win the game.
He didn't. And he got
21 outplayed. Points, though. I did say 21 points, but I didn't think that.
Well, you also told us that would be enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not enough.
It's not enough against good offenses in domes. So you can't, and that's what annoys me about Sirianni. There's 40 minutes to go in the game. And by the way, if we're being real, they didn't even really earn the 21 points. I mean, that they got gifted.
Avant, I saw him yesterday. He was pointing out he was on fire yesterday.
Well, they got gifted some of those points. I mean, like, think about the drive. Didn't they go 3 and out and then they called the penalty on the punt. He didn't touch. That was tipped. Excuse me. It was tipped. And apparently the NFL blamed Fox for not showing the replay as if it's Fox's fault. I don't know whose fault that is. But that shouldn't have been a penalty on the Cowboys. We should have punted there and lost the football. So that next drive probably never happens. It wasn't like we were dominating the game. We got up 21-0. Sirianni should have seen, hey, we need some more points to win this game. And he was like, nah.
We don't need them.
We'll sit on the ball. No big deal.
What about giving the Cowboys a gift by going for it and missing it?
Oh, the field goal?
Yeah, no, it was fourth down, and he missed it on, I think it was the fourth down. Yeah, I think it was the field goal they missed, wasn't it?
You're talking about the Jake Elliott miss?
Yes.
In the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
I didn't have a problem with that one. You wanted to go for it instead of going for the field goal?
No, I mean, kick it away.
You wanted to punt?
Yes, kick it away.
I can't punt there. It's 56 yards in a dome. I'm giving Jake Elliott a chance. That's one I didn't hate, the Sirianni decision. I mean, some point, it's 56 yards in a dome. Let's go to Black Gritty, who's up on WIP. What's up, Black Gritty?
So we were in a dome, and it wasn't bad weather. The quarterback was thrown over the middle. We never seen him do that. We're happy with that. AJ gets involved. AJ's super happy. Saquon Barkley runs out of bounds, and he trips on every third carry. I don't care what anybody says about the offensive line being injured, being in and out. When Tank Bigsby gets in there, he's averaging 3 times the yardage. and you only give him one carry. Nick Sirianni, all you do is be the leader of this team. They're very undisciplined, all the penalties everywhere. That's on the head coach. People not being prepared, you're hearing in interviews afterwards they're not prepared. That's on you, coach. Special teams, if I see one more time with them taking balls on the one-yard line and not letting the ball go, that's coaching on special teams. You took that ball and then you fumbled it away. Saquon Barkley fumbles the ball. They turtle up when they get a lead anytime. They get so conservative. Where is the gopher on fourth down all the time? I don't need to be Dan Campbell, but my God, they get any kind of semblance of a lead and they pull the reins in. Hurt said yesterday in his interview, I ran the calls executed. That sounds like from all last week when they said he'd be going rogue, he ran the calls that are played. Because on 3rd and 2, why are you passing the ball? You run and get 1 inch, and then you tush-push.
Yep.
You tush-push twice. There's no reason not to do that. And you know what? KP is out of his league because the pressure's only going to get higher. So, no, you can't depend on him because he forgets to run the ball. You've got three great plays to Dallas Goedert. Everybody's like, where's Dallas Goedert? He had three first downs. Oh, penalty. And the last thing about KP and why he's trash, you Douglas, and why I don't want to defend him at all. When Jackson goes down, everybody complained about Jackson. Now you see what happens. Oh, we want some white cornerbacks. You see what happens when we have to move him to the outside. Oh,
wow.
They went and picked him apart.
Yeah.
They went and picked him apart.
Everybody slow down.
And you know what? Don't slow me down. When we had the ball, we're going one-on-one. A.J. Brown against their number one. Smitty's over here against a third-string guy because the backup got hurt. And we don't even look his way.
Yeah.
We don't pick and target against teams. KP never does that. He can never look at the team and say, there's the weakness, attack that. It's embarrassing. And that's what you get on a nationally televised game, losing to the Dallas Cowboys like fraud. You think you're going to beat the Bears? At least they got a semblance of offense. You run the ball with Tank Bigsby. I'm sick and tired of it.
Well, Black Gritty, we appreciate it. A couple of things, and it's hard to ignore these things the more we go. First of all, Cooper's first assignment on the outside didn't go great.
Didn't go great.
He is a slot corner as of today, and he might have to stay there. Also, he's not wrong. When Bigsby comes in the game, I see 8 yards. Saquon, yeah. His runs, I see 2. I mean, like, at some point, I'm not saying, you know, flip
Saquon's,
it completely.
Yeah, but you need to relight that fire.
Yes.
Paying him this offseason was an insane move.
And I was the bad guy for saying it. I was the bad guy. Oh, you're a hater. Of course it was an insane move. He had 450 carries, then we just handed him a $20 million thank you, and Hugh Douglas signed off on it.
Yeah, I did, because, you know, I mean, it fit my narrative at the time.
That's wonderful. At least you admit it.
Yeah.
but here's the thing, though. If like, there needs to be a come-to-Jesus moment with this team today. You know, and I remember having losses like this way back when, and you feel sick, especially to a team like the Cowboys,
yep.
A team that you know you're better than, you take this L. You need to get back to the basics, you know, and you need to take a hard look at yourself and say, how did I contribute to this loss? There's a lot of blame around.
Tons.
That can go around. There's
Tons.
A lot of blame.
All right, we'll get to all of it coming up. 215-592-9490 for your phone calls, your reaction, coaches or players, who you blaming the most for that disaster in Dallas. Merrill Reese was on the call. He will join us next with his take on the team, and we'll look ahead to Friday with the Bears coming in for what has now been dubbed Fraud Bowl 2025. That's next Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.